in many ways.
Is to the actual physical bill itself. And if that actual bill was ever used previously in bad dealings, that bill should not be used and is dirty forever, or whether it is something else. To me, it seems that money has no consciousness, and accepting money is an awareness issue. In such cases, is ignorance excusable? For example, if I receive bad money and I don't know about it, is it just the bad deeds that should not be condoned and not the money itself? I feel that any and all money gained through exploitation is, of course, cursed, but maybe I'm naive. I'm seeking your help in prayer and meditation. Donald Gilbert.
Well, that's a very good question about bad money, good money, and there are two kinds of bad money. One kind is kind that is actually associated with the deed itself, and that's why they have to launder money, such as drug money, so it cannot be traced. Another kind of bad money is a little more esoteric. It has to do with the actions of the individual rather than the actual physical money itself, such as an abortionist who earned money in that way. That would be very bad money, and to spend it on any good thing, that good thing would not work out properly. It would produce in all the minds of the people as they tuned into that person confusion, etheric forces, unhappiness, and considerable loss. An individual could receive without knowing it bad money, and it would have an effect of loss. Even an organization such as ours, if bad money comes unknowingly, we have found that we also lose at the other end. So to distinguish bad money from good money, you have to look to the source of how the money was attained. To obtain money through legitimate means, that's good money. To obtain money through illegitimate means, that's bad money.